Awesome. And we are also recording this conference for future reference. So welcome to the weekday 10-day transformation support call. You've got Roxanne and Ruby with you today, and we're going to be sharing some inspiration and information to how to have a successful 10-day transformation. And we all know here that it starts with 10 days, that this is just the beginning of a lifelong journey of health and well-being, and that this 10-day transformation process is a very profound way to reset the body and feel good and just up-level your whole existence, mind, body, and spirit. So this is a place for us to come together Monday through Friday and share some encouragement as well as get any questions answered that you guys might have. We also do have the Facebook group live and fully functioning. This is called It Starts With 10 Days. 10 is 10. You can find that online on Facebook, and that's going to be company-wide. So all the teams, all the different people that are involved with the Purium lifestyle, this will be a place where we all get to come together and share what we're learning along the way during this journey. So just a little precursor for you guys. It is important to note that even though we do have amazing food as medicine and there have been miraculous stories from people using Purium products as a way to both just live well and be involved in preventative care and also cure and fix dis-ease in the body, it is important that if you're dealing with any sort of specific diagnosis or you have questions about pharmaceutical use, that you do consult your primary care physician. We are not doctors, but we do have some wonderful recommendation, and it's best if those recommendations are matched with that of your normal doctor. We also have a naturopathic doctor on staff with Purium that you can send questions into, and you can reach him. His name is Dr. Mike. You can reach Dr. Mike at puriumnaturopath@gmail.com. So that's another opportunity to be able to get your questions answered and just find out what recommendations might work best for you. So Monday through Thursday, Ruby and I are going to be bringing on various guests. We're going to have Dave on, Dave Sandoval, who's the owner and founder of Purium, as well as Riyadh, who's an amazing motivation and change agent doing great things out there in the world. But on Fridays, you've got me and Ruby. So we're here together with you right now, and we've been scrolling through the Facebook feed, finding some information that we're kind of going to kickstart this call with. And then after a little bit of time, we'll open up the lines and let you guys ask some questions. So if you've got questions, here's the place to ask them. And I'll pass it over to Ruby to just kind of get us started with a little bit of cleanse debrief and some strategies for success during the 10-day transformation.
Thank you, Roxy. Yay. Welcome to our first Friday transformation call. You guys that started on day one with the transformation on the 9th are now on day 5, which is very exciting. Some people here are on their first day, and I know some people on the line actually just completed theirs. So we've got a really great span of people, a lot of good information and well-informed health advocates on the line, as well as people just barely beginning that journey for themselves. So we're super excited to be launching this platform. As we get into this 10-day, there's a few things that you can do to really set yourself up for success, which is the first thing we want to touch on this call. Those things are your preparation for the 10-day. Some of these things include getting a journal, which I highly recommend, having something where you can be documenting your process, taking any notes on feelings that come up or ideas that you have, because while you're clearing your body of old toxins and old things, you also may notice that you are processing old emotions or clearing out some room in your body and in your mind for new ideas, new inspiration. So a journal is a great way that you can capture those things, and it's a very organic way to come into center, maybe get off the phone or the computer, which is where we're very much used to having lists and having information and correspondence and words and any writings that we do. So putting it to pen and paper can be a great little addition to this nutritional detoxification process, and also give yourself a moment to have a technological detox in certain moments. Another great tip as you kick off your transformation is to drink plenty of water. Water is life. It is the fluid that runs through you, that you are. We are 70% water as human beings. And thank goodness we have clean water to drink. It is the way that we can carry the toxins that we are getting rid of and releasing during this 10-day transformation all the way out of our bodies. So they're not just moving from a burned, fizzle-up fat cell that our body consumes, and then they're stuck in our body, but they're actually flushed through you all the way out. That will keep you feeling fresh. It will give you energy if you're noticing a dive in your energy and it's not necessarily time for a shake or aminos, or maybe it is. Also use that as a cue to have a big cup of water, and then notice a lot of people are sippers. Your idea of drinking water is like a sip or a gulp or a mouthful of water, and I encourage to explore what it is like to drink water like you are flushing out your system. Take a few big gulps, really think of it like that, and as you start that process, you may notice that you're going to the bathroom a lot more. This means your body isn't used to it, which means you need it all the more. A little tip and trick you can add into that, if you notice the water is just going straight through you, is if you want to add a little bit of salt to your water, it's kind of a counterintuitive thing, and you would only do just a little bit, a little Himalayan sea salt. You don't want ionized, weird, questionable salt. Make sure it's something either organic sea salt or Himalayan, but putting a little bit of that and diluting it in some water. You may need to have either room temperature or warm water to let that dissolve, and then including that in a bigger jug of water can help you hold on to your moisture content. And the super light that you're taking if you're doing the normal transformation will also help with that. My last point that I wanted to open this call up with is to prep your flex foods before you do your transformation, and have that either, you know, do your shopping on day one or even before you start altogether. And if you're on the transformation now and you haven't already done that trip to the grocery store with this in mind, I highly encourage, like, after we end this call, make it happen, because it makes your life so much easier, so much simpler, and so much more supportive as you're entering this new phase of really transforming. And as we go into flex foods, which are actually some of the questions that we've been asked on the Facebook page, which we're going to get into, we really want to be sticking to vegetables. A great question to ask yourself is, what color do you eat the most of? Take a time to think about that. In your normal life, what color do you eat the most of? A lot of people answer white or brown as a most common answer, as we've noticed asking people that we work with. And for this transformation, we really want to be focused on greens, getting those greens, doing those three shakes a day, doing those highly concentrated, chlorophyll-rich foods. And there might be some other colors that enter in, but we want to keep it really focused on that green spectrum. And even doing, if you are feeling like you are struggling with bloating in any way during the transformation or in your normal everyday life, I encourage you for these 10 days to cut out sugar. Mm-hmm. And what that looks like is not having fruit be a part of your flex foods. Or if you can't do no fruit, just less fruit. Because one of the big things that happens during this transformation process is your body is metabolizing certain bacteria in your body that are no longer serving us. And one of these big ones is candida. If you are unfamiliar with what candida is, it is a bacteria that lives in your gut. Most Americans specifically have an imbalance because of our diet and the processed foods and sugar that's in everything. And as these little mites die in your system from what we are ingesting in these highly nutritious foods and making your body an alkaline state where they're no longer able to live and thrive and be occupying your belly, they die and they release a gas, which causes bloating. So those of you that are experiencing that bloating feeling, flush it with tons of water, amp up your greens, especially chlorella and spirulina. If you have that extra to add into your shake, you can do that. You can also, on the Purium back office, on your shop area, in your online apothecary, you can put spirulina and chlorella in your cart, check out with those and add those to your shakes. Those are a huge, helpful flush, and cut that sugar off, including fruit. If you are trying to lose weight, if you are trying to make this a very dramatic moment for your body of really wanting to see some big results, cutting sugar is a huge thing that you can do. And it may be challenging. And we just encourage that positivity and that excited outlook. Anytime that it's hard, think about why you're doing this. Boil it back down. I'm going to swirl it one more time around to that journal right before we jump into question and answer. In your journal, as you begin this, why are you doing this? Give yourself a very clear why with your transformation. And I encourage you to state it in positive affirmation terms. So I am doing a 10-day transformation. I am transforming my body so that I can blank. Or I am transforming into blank. However you want to say it, whatever it is to you, whether you are becoming the person you've always meant to be, or whether you are letting go of what no longer serves you, or whether you are stepping into that peak level athlete you've always wanted to be, those are the type of statements you write. And anytime you find a hang up, anytime you're tempted, have a picture of that on your phone that you've captured, and you can just sneak a little look. They'll think you're checking Instagram. You'll really be reminding yourself why you're in this. What is your root purpose of this? Why do you want to lose the 5 pounds? What will that earn you? What will that afford you in your possibilities? How will that make you feel? Go deeper than the external things. Alrighty. Get your journal, drink lots of water, cut the sugar out, and prep with your flex foods. That's our little follow-up on the download for today. What do you think, Roxy? Should we open the line and get some fun question and answers? Or I think we actually have one here. I'm going to start with ones that were on the Facebook page. We'll go there first.
Perfect.
And what is the first question that you saw as you were scrolling?
People were curious if organic tomatoes are okay to eat as a flex meal.
Awesome question. Alrighty. Tomatoes are not actually on the flex food list on your Core 3 pamphlet. This is because they are vegetables that are higher in sugar and starch. Even though they're better than a lot of things, you know, it's better to cheat with an avocado than it is to cheat with a cookie. We really love to keep it in that green realm, the highly alkaline things. Because tomatoes, even though they're, I mean, it's kind of questionable whether they're a veggie or a fruit. I think there's been the lifelong little chatter about that. I think they're technically a fruit. But they are really acidic. And they're also starchy. And our focus on this 10 days is to bring your body into a very alkaline state. So, yes, if you're needing to eat that tomato, it's not the end of the world. But we do want to keep it to alkaline things. And I really loved David that was talking to us on, what was it, Monday, I think. And he was using a really great analogy of you want to, like, fail as positively as you, what was it? I forget the amazing phrase he used. I'll have to pull that up in my notes.
Something like, it's better to be mostly right than completely wrong.
Yes.
So kind of that same idea of, like, if you go out to dinner with the family and you want to get, like, a dry salad or something, that's a better
option than like fried steak or something. I don't know. You know,
it'd
be
completely
mostly right as opposed to completely wrong. So if you're questionable about something, just kind of ask yourself and really check in and try to stay within that green spectrum.
But if you know it's something that's totally not kosher, just keep it super clean. All righty. We're going to bust it into some questions and answers from the line now. Hey,
I just wanted to join you. I'm on my drive home. He's doing an amazing job.
So thank you. Welcome, Dave. Yay. You guys, what a special treat. We got Dave Sandoval on the line. We caught you in traffic, I'm assuming. We're going to open the line up. Perfect timing, Dave. We're going to open the line up for some question and answer. And this is great that you were on here with us. I'm going to bring the talking stick into the middle. If you have a question, press *6 and feel free to ask your questions to the group, and Dave can give us his answers and we can jump in as well. I know there's some curious people out there. What day are you on?
Hi,
this
is Brittany. I was wondering if you can use take probiotics while on the cleanse.
Dave, do you want to answer this one, or shall you let us? You got it?
Yeah, you absolutely can. There's nothing wrong with that, but I've got some good news for you. That a research just came out and showed that the greatest probiotic is green food. And it's because green food, like if you're having greens, then you have so many good bacteria that bad bacteria just have no place to live in your body. And so I love probiotics. I do. I typically recommend them if you've had to take an antibiotic or for some reason you've found that you have been drinking commercial milk, which could have antibiotics or something like that. Then definitely you might need a probiotic as a little booster. But if you're having regular green drinks, the need for a probiotic, unless you've taken an antibiotic, in my opinion, is not necessary. Now, if you've had a colonic, absolutely, then you want to take a probiotic. But otherwise, green drinks are the ultimate probiotic, and you're getting a lot of green drinks in your transformation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Amazing. Love that answer. All right, guys, we'll take a few more questions. *6 to unmute yourself.
Okay. Since nobody's asking questions, we've got a couple more here from the Facebook page. And I know that at the beginning of the call, we had someone announce that they're on day 10 of the transformation. And many of you are just getting started. Maybe you started yesterday. Maybe you started Monday. We are, as a company, starting cleanses every Monday and Thursday for this 3 months, these first 3 months season of the year. And so maybe you just started. But for those of you that are coming to completion, and I know there's at least one of you out there who announced yourself at the beginning, great job. And we saw on the Facebook page the question, so what is everyone doing on day 11? And that's a great question because it brings up the point that ultimately living healthy is about a lot more than just 10 days. And even though the 10-day transformation is a powerful, healing, transformational experience, that really is just the beginning of this journey. And so in most cases, a lot of people experience a change in their cravings and their desires, and that maybe you're not wanting caffeine or sugar all the time by the end of that 10 days. So the idea here is that we really take that metabolic reset, that palate reset that happens over the course of these 10 days, and we run with it. So we keep running, we keep striving in the direction of greater health and well-being. And we realize that even if we completely achieved our goals, that it's still the 10 days is something that we can continue on beyond and to kind of maintain those same rules of like basically not completely wrong, but rather mostly right. So if you kind of look at your
whole diet and everything that you're eating, the idea here is that, you know, you keep going with the superfoods. You keep getting the core three, which is the shakes and the aminos and the apothecary in your system every day to provide your body with those core nutrients. You keep making wise decisions of eating organic vegetables and fruits, and maybe you introduce some of those indulgences back into your diet, but maybe not as often as you were doing beforehand. And you realize that being healthy really is a matter of the choices that we make every moment of every day. And so to use the momentum that you build during the 10-day transformation is going to be a wonderful kickstart into a whole nother life. And a lot of people, kind of especially with the new year, the conversation we've been having is that it starts with 10 days, and it's really, it behooves you to give this actually a 100-day trial period. To start with 10 days and then to continue on and just set it in your mind for 3 months to really, if this is a new lifestyle for you, give this a try. Explore the menu. See if some of the immunity boosters or energy herb blends and different opportunities that we have as far as so many different products that can support many different aspects of life, and really getting those herbs and nourishing phytonutrient blends into your system on a daily basis. And that's a really important component of this. And with any kind of herbs that you're doing, rhythm and consistency is the key here. And that reminds me of one other perspective that I think is worthy sharing on this kind of Friday live little happy hour that we have here together right now, which is the power of preventative care. And I've seen kind of too often that people will get healthy and they'll start taking care of themselves and they'll start making those decisions, and maybe they'll lose the extra pounds or they'll stop having gut pains and they'll heal from these aches and pains that they're having. And then when they feel better, they kind of fall off the wagon, if you will, and they think that they can go back to their old ways. And that really isn't what we're doing here. The idea is that we reach our highest level of health and well-being, and then that we maintain it. And we take actions every single day to work towards maintaining it and building. And maybe we can, we've just got 4 more minutes left, and I'd love to just open up the line in case any more questions did come up, or Dave, if you've got anything that you want to share with us while we're together for just a few more minutes on this call. The line is still open, and you can star 6 to unmute yourself.
Oh, I have a question.
Let's put your question.
Yeah, last week, I meant to ask the question in regard to the adiponectin. And Dave, you had said that you would report to us, and I wasn't able to listen every night, so I don't know if you mentioned, if you got to report how much of the rice bran solubles to add to the shake, to add to the daily fiber blend to compensate, you know, for it, while we're still using up the old formula.
Yes, and you're going to be good. Just if you could put a scoop or a tablespoon of your rice bran soluble, then you're going to be covered.
Thank you very much. And the other part that I didn't understand, the subject came up about the daily fiber blend. I heard them say we can take it with a cherry, a pop of cherry, and maybe some aloe, but is it recommended not to do the daily fiber blend with the scoop of greens or the shakes?
You know, you were probably not going to want to do that. That isn't what we said at all. I said you could do it with cherry, or you could do it with water, but you should not mix it with the power shake. Now, if you've got no other choice and your day's ending and you didn't do all your stuff, and that's the only way it's going to go down, then that's the way it's going to go down. But that's not the way we suggest it, okay?
So the daily fiber blend should be kept separate as often as possible from the shakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave?
Thank you.
And then to remind here's a very clear path for you. After, on day 11, you have to make sure that you've got my approved food list and that you're shopping clean. Every meal is nothing more than a group of ingredients mixed together. And the quality of those ingredients are, you know, going to equal the quality of the food. Now, if you have one hydrogenated oil product and 10 organic products, the whole product becomes hydrogenated. So remember that you need to choose your ingredients carefully. Secondly, choose a pathway. Do an athlete's transformation. Go on to Core 3 or do the continuation that we call the new continuation that has the fiber and the power shake that we call the reset pack. And then follow your rhythm. Get into a rhythm and keep it. Be consistent. So appreciate you guys being on the call. I don't know, we probably have time for one last question. So if you're out there, star 6, ask that question, and then we're calling it a night.
Okay, I was wondering if watermelon, I've heard you say before, Dave, that watermelon is considered a green food, but I know it's like a fruit and kind of sweet. Would that still
That's
be
correct? So the red part of watermelon actually performs photosynthesis. The sunlight passes through the skin because if you look at watermelon skin, the only reason they vibrate like that, but the sun easily passes through them, and then the internal part is very photosynthetic. So watermelon, it satisfies one of your three or four needs. You've got things like avocado, when you want something creamy and fatty. You've got an apple, when you want something crisp and tart. And you've got watermelon, when you want something sort of sweet and, you know, and juicy. And we crave all of these things, but the things that we get when we crave, when we have those cravings, are usually not very healthy. So what I tried to do is show you that some really delicious foods are going to satisfy your cravings. Now you can get creative with the cucumbers and slice them, put some water and some sea salt and some lemon, and then put some avocado on top of that. So you can get really creative with your flex foods. But the reason I chose the ones I did is so that you could have those options that you crave, okay? Sweet and juicy, crispy and tart, creamy and fatty, those umami feelings, you know, creamy. And so we have those for you. And if you just tap into them, you'll see that my system really, really works. There's 100 other things we can choose as flex foods. The reason we didn't is because they don't satisfy those basic human cravings for sweet, creamy, fatty, crispy, tart, you see? So if you tap into what you're really craving, one of my flex foods are going to give it to you. So just a little bit of wisdom before we go. And by the way, I want to say that Roxanne and Ruby, it's only their first week, their first few days of doing support calls. So we're supporting them as well. They are going to, by the end of these 90 days, they're going to be support call mavens. They're going to be like the experts. And so I really appreciate them, their willingness to be on here every night to be that steady rock of support for you guys, be a friendly voice. And if they don't know every perfect answer to every question, well, that's not the point here. The point is that they're here to support you. And the answers are out there, and the frequently asked questions and our other things. If you need those questions, I'll be here on Mondays and Thursdays, and I'll jump in once in a while. And by the time these 90 days are over, these girls will be answering the questions better than I can, the way that Amy does now as well. So appreciate you girls so much, more than you know. Somebody has to hold this space each and every night. Appreciate you being the ones that do that. And we are going to get, again, so many people so motivated and so transformed. We've already had 150,000 people lose 12 pounds or more, and we're going for our next 50,000 now. So Roxanne, Ruby, you girls are superstars. I love you, and I can't wait to be back with you again on Monday.
Yay. Thank you, Dave. Oh, we are so happy to be here with you guys and this entire community of people that is willing to transform into the most epic versions of themselves as we begin 2017. So thank you. With that, we are going to wrap up today's call. And remember, this weekend, stay focused, stay committed to your why, remind yourself why you're doing this, write it down, you can post it on your mirror. You know, the weekends can provide different challenges than the weekdays do because it's generally less structured and your friends go out for a drink. So really stay focused, remind yourself what it is, why you're doing this, get good sleep, drink plenty of water, set yourself up with good flex foods, and get your accountability buddies on easy text mode. So when you're struggling and when you're tempted, send them a text. Utilize your support and have an amazing, amazing weekend. We will see you here, same time, same number, Monday at 5:30. And hopefully over the weekend, we'll also see you on the Facebook page, the It Starts With 10 Days Transformation Support Group Facebook page. And with that, I say adieu.
Oh, this is when you guys have to be here for each other on that Facebook page this weekend. And I really mean that, guys, okay? Because the girls can't be there all the time, neither could I, but you could be there for each other on that Facebook page. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a concern, I guarantee you we got intelligent, pure people out there who are going to be there for you.
Yes. Oh, I love it. The community is so rich. So those of you that do know the answers, if you knew every answer to every question we asked tonight, I personally request of you your presence on that page to be a voice sharing the details and answering the questions for those people that are just getting started so they feel really supported. So thank you, everybody. I'm going to wrap it up. This call was recorded and will show up probably. I think we're putting them in your back office and maybe on the phone app. So we'll be getting these in the easily shareable format. We love you so much and have an amazing weekend. Aloha, guys.
Aloha, everybody.
Bye, Dave. Thank you. Bye. I'm going to open up the line just so we can all hear each other's voices, and if everyone wants to say goodbye, press *6 to unmute, and you can say aloha before you tune off.
Good night, everybody. Love you guys. Have an amazing, confident weekend. You can do this.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.